Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 19.
We're calling this short series, Guide to Life, talking about the Word of God and how we need it desperately in our lives. And been sharing with you from a couple of scriptures, both in, one from Psalms, the other from Proverbs. And we need that light of the Word of God to shine in our hearts and our lives to give us direction. What way should I go? And I know a lot of people who are sometimes educated, highly educated, says, I don't need an outside source telling me what to do. I've been to school. Yeah. Who taught you? And then I've been to university. Okay. But the source of everything has written every single thing down that we need of, and it's in the Word of God. It is a guide for life. And it's not high school up to 12 years. It's not first degree in university or college, 4 years. Master's degree, 2 or 3 years. Doctorate degree, another 3 or 4 years. It's not like 14, 16 years of education, then you stop. No, I've got the degrees now. I know it all. Oh, I hate to run into people that know it all. Because those kind of people you can't tell anything to. I mean, they already know it all. So anything you have to say doesn't make any difference at all. Whether they're right or wrong, they don't want to hear about it because in their mind, they know it all already. And there's only one who knows it all. That's the one who created all. His name's God. And so sharing with you, once again, from the Word, about the Word, and I did make mention of this scripture. It is Psalm 119, verse 11. It says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That is a powerful word. And a lot of people say, I can't help myself. I have this habit. I have that habit. I have this sin. I have that sin. And wait a minute. It says, thy word, the word of the living God, thy word have I hid in my heart, which is a deterrent of allowing sin to come into our lives. And so you don't want sin to be there. You don't want evil to be there. The Word of God says, stop, no further. You can't come in. The door is shut. And the more you feed on the Word of God, the more life of God you have inside of you. Also, the Spirit of God comes in and reveals different things to you through His Word, where you say, the aha moment. Aha, yeah, that's the way it really is supposed to go in my life. And that is His Word. All right, Psalm 19. We did just 119 a minute ago, but now Psalm 19 and verse 11. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and keeping of them there is great reward. Whew. The Word of God will warn you. But it's great reward when you obey the Word of God in your life. You know, why do we have to learn every single thing the hard way? Some people are just wired that way. You know what I mean? And then they're just kind of wired at, well, I'm going to find out for myself. Oh, that's not good. It's good to be wise. It's good to learn on somebody else's mistake. It's good to learn from the source of truth, the Word of God. That way you don't have to pay the penalty of ignorance. Ignorance is a terrible thing. And it's not really a bad word. Ignorance just means that you're not skilled in a particular thing. And so, you know, people on Wall Street could be ignorant of something. A medical doctor knows his field, but he doesn't know everything. And so, you know, we don't want to be ignorant of the things of God. We don't want to be ignorant of the ways of God, the truth of God, the anchor of the Word of God in our hearts and in our lives. Because when you're ignorant of that thing, it'll lead you in the wrong direction very quickly. And so great reward comes to those that revere and know the precious Word of God. In Psalm 119 and verse 9, it says, you know, how shall a young man change his ways? with a rod of correction? Well, that doesn't hurt. And I tell you what, you know, a rod of correction, and I'm not advocating, you know, spanking or beating people. I'm not talking about that. But just a corrective word that jerks their chain and grabs them from the edge, from the precipice of where they're going, and say, stop. And sometimes you physically do have to grab them and say, stop no further. You're doing harm to yourself and harm to others. And that's one pervasive thing about sin, of doing the wrong thing, that it's not all about you. And you're not just hurting you. You're hurting those that are close to you. You're hurting those that you're associated with. You're hurting those that you work with. You're hurting people. And so really, it's just not all about you. It's about those that you touch, those you're around, those that you speak to. And sin's an awful thing, a terrible thing. It doesn't just damage you. It does collateral damage for a whole lot of folks. And so in that 119 verse 9 of Psalms, it says, a young man, how is he going to clean his way up, cleanse his way? He's going to do it by taking heed to the word. Heed to the word of God. You know, my father, Lester Sumrall, he was a student of the word of God from the day he got saved, age of 17. And he passed away at the age of 83. So that is a very long time to read the word of God. But you know what? He read something every single day. He kept on studying every single day. And just because he studied the word of God 10 years didn't mean the study was over, because there's more revelation that he wanted, more revelation that he needed. And because he was a great preacher and a great student of the word of God and a great teacher, doesn't mean, well, I know it all. I know all the word of God. What's funny is that when you talk to people that call themselves agnostics or atheists, and you ask them about the word of God and said, well, I read it one time. You've got to be kidding me. Reading the word of God one time is going to do anything for you or to you? The answer is no. The continual reading and the washing and the bathing of the word of God is going to cleanse you and keep your mind free. Scripture tells us that the washing by the water of the word of God will cleanse your mind and cleanse your spirit. Did you hear that? The washing of the water of the word of God cleanses your mind and your spirit. So scrub up with what? The word of God. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.